This is WNYC. I'm Julianne Welby. Women got less than a third of speaking roles in the most successful films 2 years ago. But this year, they're playing an alien who preys on men, a go-go dancer with multiple personalities, and a nymphomaniac. A new study by the website 538 says movies with multiple female characters actually have a higher return at the box office than those that don't. Here to talk about women in movies is Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast. Hi there, Kristen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us about this study first. Movies with female characters perform better?
Yes. The study looked at nearly 2,000 films from the past 25 years and noted whether or not they complied with the Bechdel test. Now, the Bechdel test, if you're not familiar with it, was created by Alison Bechdel. She's a graphic novelist. Only three requirements. There must be two women in a scene. They must be talking to each other about something other than a man. Roughly half of all movies don't even follow that criteria, so it's hard to pass the Bechdel test in Hollywood, unfortunately. But the study found that those that do actually earn more money on their investment than those that don't.
If women do better at the box office, why don't we see more of them?
Hollywood is still so male-dominated. Most of the directors are men. Most of the studio execs are men. And I think that even if it's not deliberate, it just happens. For example, Chris McKay, who directed the Lego movie, which was hugely successful, recently put out a statement saying, "I just realized the film didn't pass the Bechdel test, and I feel bad about that. The next movie I make, the Lego sequel, will be better." So sometimes they just need it pointed out to them.
So you recently interviewed a very high-profile actress in Scarlett Johansson. She was just a voice on the movie Her, and now she's playing a character that barely speaks. Does that say something about female roles at all?
I think it partly says something about her box office bang. People love her. People flock to see her. And she's offered some great roles that I personally think could be good whether or not it was a man or a woman playing them. She just told me about the difference between Her and Under the Skin, for example.
In Her, of course, the character can want for a body, but anyway, that's it. It was totally cerebral. And then, of course, in Under the Skin, for a large portion of the film, the character is only experiencing things through her, you know, physical body. And actually almost without an awareness of her physical body until later on.
Scarlett Johansson there. So a controversial movie about women that's also out now called Nymphomaniac is another one I want to talk to you about, Kristen. It's by the provocative Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier. What did you think of that?
Now, this is a movie that in its original cuts over 5 hours long. He broke it up into two movies that are 2 hours each. Nymphomaniac Volume 1 and Volume 2. Charlotte Gainsbourg and Stellan Skarsgård star in this movie. Now, I'm not the biggest Lars von Trier fan. I'm just going to come right out and say that. But I do have to say that I really enjoyed Volume 1. I didn't expect to. It has a sense of humor. It takes a lot of risks. But a lot of people are really talking about Volume 2, which is more dominated by Charlotte Gainsbourg. Here's a clip.
My name is Jo.
Hi, Jo. Hi, Jo.
And I'm a nymphomaniac.
Sex addict.
My name is Joe, and I'm a nymphomaniac.
We say sex addict. Here, everyone's the same. The first and most important step is to remove incentive and to reduce exposure.
Kristen, that clip right there, and obviously the new Scarlett Johansson movie, sex is prominent in those roles. Is there any issue with that for you?
The way it happens, women are frequently sexualized in the movies, and there's no question about that. And I'm not going to say that that's great. It's not. I would really love for women to have a wider range of roles. However, I will say that in both of these movies, I think the sex is not just for the titillation of men. I think there's a lot more to it in how the sex is used in these movies.
Are there any other movies that you're looking forward to right now with strong female characters?
I really think that people who are fans of young adult literature are going to like Divergent, which is out right now. The Other Woman is coming out on the 25th, and that's an ensemble comedy with Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and Kate Upton. Later on this year, of course, there's going to be the next Hunger Games installment. So there are several movies coming out with some interesting, strong female characters.
Thanks so much, Kristen.
Thank you.
Kristen Meinzer is co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and she's culture producer for The Takeaway. This is WNYC.